Hello and welcome back to the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha. This year where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We're here coming towards the end of Sefer Vayikra, the last few parshiot, the last few portions of Parsha, of Sefer Vayikra rather, looking at Parsha and more. Of course, this Parsha talking about different aspects, different things of the Kohen Gadol, talking about different animals, different karbanos, talking about different festivals and holidays, and dwelling on the idea of Emor, Emor El HaKohanim. Hashem says to Moshe, he's talking to the Kohen Gadol, and he speaks to the Kohen Gadol, and the question is, how does Hashem speak to us? How does Hashem relate to us? How do we speak to Hashem and speak and relate to Hashem in our own life? And I think the way to do that, I think the way to be involved in that is what we do and how we go about our daily life, how we go about our commute to work, how we go about working at work, and how we go about coming back from work and being in our own home. Whatever we do and whatever aspect we're involved in, whatever means we go about throughout our days, do we see that Hashem is speaking to us? Do we see that Hashem is talking to us and relating to us and being involved with us? How do we go about our days to feel that Hashem is speaking to us, that Hashem is talking to us and Hashem is relating to us? You know, you could talk to Hashem at any time. You could interact with Hashem at any time. It doesn't have to be just Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. You have something on your mind, do a little hesbodu, just do a little self-talk to Hashem. Speak things out. Talk to Hashem. Hashem wants to hear our tefillos. Hashem wants to hear our prayers, wants to hear our thoughts. In fact, the Gemara today and today's Daf Yomi in Yevamah 64, talking about how Hashem desires the prayers of the righteous. That's why on some level he made them barren, made them infertile. Avraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, and how it was difficult for Rachel with Yaakov. Of course, he had a couple of wives, and Baruch Hashem ended up having many children, the Shiftei Kah, the 12 tribes. But in general, talking about the idea of relating to Hashem, talking to Hashem, Hashem wants the prayers of the righteous. Hashem wants to hear us talking to Him. He wants us to relate to Him. He wants us to reach out to Him. Hashem desires the prayers of the righteous. And all of us can be righteous in our own way and in different aspects of our day. And if we think about how to relate to Hashem, we could do it even on a simple level, even on an easy level. You take your phone, for example. Everything that's in this world can be used for good and can be used for bad, God forbid. You have a smartphone. You can use it for smart things, for Torah things. You have WhatsApp, for example. WhatsApp could be used for excellent things. I'm involved in a wonderful project through WhatsApp called Sparks of Torah. We send out sparks of Torah tidbits, sparks of halacha, sparks of inspiration, sparks of parsha. We send out a nice quote of the day with a picture. Sending out sparks of daf, the daf show we share. From these sparks of Pirkei Avos, we share that it's easy to join the group. It's simple to join the group, and that's a simple way to use WhatsApp. We have the community Luach, also a project I'm involved with, where we share different postings like Jewish classifieds. We have a group for New York, a group for New Jersey, a group for Illinois, a group for Florida, a group for Maryland, a group for California, a group for Israel. Simple ways to be involved in Torah aspects, to help another Jew, to help those around us. Someone needing a ride, someone needing this, someone giving away that. Different aspects of being involved. You think about Meaningful Minute. Wonderful group involved in things. You think about MKY, these different groups, different statuses, different people on Instagram, on Twitter, on Pinterest, using TikTok and those things like that for really good purposes, to talk to Hashem, to relate to Hashem, to spread Hashem's Torah, spread Hashem's messages. They're using the mediums that is Torah. Thinking about email itself. I get these daily emails from OU. It's a simple way to be Koveya Eitim as I go to work, or as I am in it at work, a break at work, and I see the daily emails that Rabbi Jack Abramowitz writes beautifully on Shtayim Mirka, talking about the Aliyah for the day. He summarizes, or Mishnah Yomi summarizes two Mishnahs, or the Mitzvah Yomi, they have one that has to come back. There's also Nach Yomi, and there's Halacha Yomi. Really cool stuff to inspire days. We could talk to Hashem, be involved with Hashem, relate to Hashem. Hashem can speak to us even through our smartphone, even through our mediums that are on our phone already. Of course, there's an app for many things out there for Torah. Anytime there's an app There's an app for all these different things, and if you want to listen to Jewish radio, which is awesome, like Nachum Segal Network has an app, and J Root Radio has an app, they have these wonderful aspects to be involved with Hashem. Hashem speaking to us through the mediums that are out there. I'm a huge radio fan. I'm a huge audio fan. We actually started a radio show called Tani Talks Radio on Monday nights at 8:30, where we also talk to the public. We started it through radio.co and brought to you by Sheer Enjoyment. And it is powered by Radio.co. It's a really wonderful way to be involved with spreading message. And we could talk through Hashem. And we could talk to Hashem. And Hashem could talk to us. Any aspect we have, any medium we have, we could be involved with. And we could talk about. And we could make sure to have it, that we have it in a Jewish aspect. And I've always loved audio. I've always loved radio. And I've always loved the ability to actually talk. So the podcast started many years ago. We changed the name, obviously, last year to Tani Talks This, Tani Talks That, Tani Talks Parsha, Tani Talks Daf, Tani Talks OT, Tani Talks Life, and Tani Talks Perkei Avos. And now we have the Tani Talks Radio live on streamer.radio.co/S33C91F0E4/listen. It's a simple way to bring a show. And of course, Nachum Segal does wonderful things on his network all the time. And there are many people that do wonderful things. And you think about having internet radio in the house. I've talked about before, the Naku radio is one of my favorite inventions that I stumbled across a couple of years ago. Now we have the best model, in my opinion, at NakuRadio.com. We have the home model with the remote. And of course, you can listen to Nachum Segal and Jamie and AM on it. We have a channel also on it, the Tani Talks podcast. And there's different ways. And Hashem can talk to you through music, through radio, through email, through WhatsApp. And more, El HaKonim, Hashem is talking to the Kohen. I'm talking to Moshe. How does Hashem talk to us in our life? And I think the way to do it is to go through our hobbies, go through our interests, but doing it in a Jewish way, through a Jewish aspect, through a Torah lens, through a mitzvah and a chesed lens. So I love to read novels. We switched it a couple of years ago to read Jewish novels by Jewish authors. I love to have the joy of books, and I love for others to have the joy of books. So we, in our town where we live in Long Island, we have the FLL, the Free Lending Library, where we give out Jewish books and novels from our own basement. We have beautiful stickers in our books. We buy the books with our own money. We do recently have a sponsorship, which was awesome, to help us buy a few kid books. But we have kid books and adult books for Jewish novels, Jewish authors from Feldheim and Shar Press and Menucha Publishers and all these other different people, and people come, they take out books for a couple of weeks. And I feel like Hashem speaks to me often with different endeavors that I'm involved with. The Sparks of Torah WhatsApp group, or the Community Luach WhatsApp group, or involved in the podcast, or the radio show, or involved in the FLL, the Free Lending Library. These are all things that speak to me. Hashem speaking to me. Hashem relating to me. How does Hashem speak to you in your life? How does Hashem relate to you in your life? How do you speak to Hashem in your life? How do you relate to Hashem in your life? Whatever you're involved with, if you do it in a Torah aspect, in a mitzvah aspect, in an aspect of using your ability, using your ideas, you could talk to Hashem, and you could literally sit down and talk to Hashem. There were times throughout the years when I felt an overwhelming frustration or stress or anger or whatnot, and sometimes I just had to sit down and open up and talk to Hashem. Hashem, can you please help me? It reminds me of the song from the famous Jewish rapper Neeson Black, one of my favorite Jewish artists. Actually, he has a song, God please help me. So Neeson has a song, he's talking about Hashem, please help me. At a time where we need Hashem's help, we want Hashem's help, we just talk to him and see how we can relate to him, see how we can evolve with ourselves, with interacting with him. So there's all these mediums to relate to Hashem, to talk to Hashem. I'm a huge podcaster. I love podcasts. And to that medium, there's also a Jewish podcast, jewishpodcast.fm, another medium that I'm involved with. Anyone who has a podcast can bring it to the website and bring it to the Jewish world. It is played on the app for the phone called YidPod, YIDPOD, which is downloadable on the iPhone, on the Android, in the store. And all the Jewish podcasts that are on the site are played on this beautiful player. Besides for being sent out to Google, besides for being sent out to iTunes Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and Podbean and the like, because there was the idea of taking the podcast, like the podcast app for iPhone, and making it Jewish Jewish to have a Jewish basis. Someone who loves TV or movies or the like and needs to have that fulfilled for their hobby, that is able to be done on Yidflix as well. Yidflix.com Yidflix.com is a wonderful answer to videos and movies for the Jewish soul. They have kids stuff, they have adult stuff, they have shows, cooking and food and the like. This is a way also to fulfill that need, to fulfill that want, to be able to be involved in a Jewish aspect. Hashem speaks to me personally in many ways, whether books or podcasts or all these different WhatsApp groups. We have the phone, we have the computer, we have these things in our life. How can we use them to speak to the world and Hashem speaking to us and us speaking to Him, us involving with Him and us involving ourselves in the world? We have to use these mediums for good. Things can be used for good or for bad. And when Hashem speaks to you, how does He speak to you? How does He relate to you? How does He involve with you? I also have a home phone that we have for many different reasons, but one of the things when we do the live show or when we do the radio show, oftentimes we use the phone to call into the number, using that phone for good purposes. When I was fundraising as part of the job a few months ago, and I was trying to reach out for the Chesed Fund a few months ago, different aspects were involved in also using that home phone. Hashem speaks to me to reach out to these people using the mediums that I already have. And I've always loved books. I've loved mysteries and suspense and thrillers for a long time now. But when my wife and I got married, and we were thinking of how to go about it to make it that we could really have the need of the books fulfilled, we thought about switching over to Jewish novels. So at first we thought about Shar Press, and then we thought about Feldheim. We have a lot of books from Shar Press, Masorah, Art Scroll, and Feldheim. But we also found Menucha Publishers. Big fan of that website. I love how graphically and aesthetically pleasing it is to the eyes, and they have awesome, awesome stuff. We found really good authors. In fact, this past weekend, I actually found The Jewish Answer to Sherlock Holmes. It's a book by Menucha Publishers called Detective by Design. If Sherlock Holmes was a Jewish Orthodox woman, that would be the way to go about it. It's called Detective by Design by Henry Meyer. I apologize about the sound of the background. One of my kids woke up from a dream. Sorry about that. Baruch Hashem, we have two boys and two girls, ranging from first grade to baby. But in general, it's good to have co-hosts, but usually when they're not overwhelmingly loud or the like. But in general, talking back about the idea, Hashem speaks to me through books, through lending out books and reading books. One of my favorite times of the entire week, if not my favorite climax of the entire week, is when the candles are burning. My wife and I sit down after the kids are finally asleep. We try to put them to sleep at a normal time, 6:37 or whatever, once everything calms down and the candles are burning, and there's real menucha in the house, menucha da nefesh, menucha da guf. When we sit down, we read that Jewish novel after everything else is taken care of. That's really the highlight, the climax of the entire week. I have this need, this real, real need to read novels, suspense, thriller, and mystery. Thank God, through these different publishers, I found them and I'm able to fulfill them. I used to love the Private Eye idea, and Ruthie Perlman has the character of Yael Reed, who each book has a different story, different mystery. She's like a Jewish Orthodox version of a Private Eye. And then now I found this Detective by Design book from Menucha Publishers. It's like the Jewish Sherlock Holmes, and she has an assistant. They're both Orthodox ladies, detectivizing, if that's a word, looking into the concept, looking into the idea, how to solve a mystery, short story version, just like Arthur Conan Doyle, L'Havdil, had on his show. Because Hashem speaks to me in different ways personally. I love books, so I had to have the Jewish answer, the Jewish version. I love Jewish music. I love hip-hop and rap and the like, and I switched over to Jewish music, only male music, many years ago with my wife as well, and I'm like, how do I fulfill the need? Hashem speaks to me, puts this need in me to hear the hip-hop, hear the beautiful beats. What can I do? So thank God there's wonderful music out there from Neeson Black and God Elpaz and Describe, and all these people have really, really talented abilities, but they do it in a Jewish way with a Jewish medium. Of course, on Nachum Segal and other stations, they play a lot of these wonderful music, Eighth Day and Benny Friedman and God Elbows, all these awesome songs. And I even heard of a wonderful song from Michal Green recently. I got to download it. Really cool. Kiani, Kiani. I like that song a lot. But There are ways that Hashem speak to all of us. If you have a talent, you have an ability, if something creative inside of you, you have to push it towards a Jewish idea. Hashem speaking to us. Hashem relating to us. How do we relate to Hashem? How do we relate to others? And how does He speak to you? How does He speak to your soul? What do you want to do in this world? If you have an idea, use it for Torah. Use it for good. Use it for changing the world through Torah. Use it for involving yourself through Torah. You want to speak podcast? Excellent, do it for Torah. In fact, in college, I did have a radio show, but I used it for Narishka. I talked about whatever social was going on at the time. When Hashem put the idea to put the podcast in my mind around 2018, I said, this time, we got to do it in a better way, helping the world in a better way. So at first, I started the OT show. Back then, it was called a different name. And then I started the Pirkei Avos show, because I said, we have to have one show that's not Jewish in theme, and one that is Jewish in theme. And then, of course, we expanded over the years from Pirkei Avos and OT, and then we brought on Parsha and Daf Yomi and Life, and now, of course, recently Tani Talks Radio, which is on Monday nights at 8:30. But we have the ability to use our voice, but use it in a Torah way. Hashem speaks to us. Hashem tells us. Hashem guides us on the way. The Gemara tells us. On the way that you want to go, Hashem will lead you. But make sure He's speaking to you in a way that it could be done in a chesed way, in a Torah way, in a mitzvah way. To use your abilities in a certain way that it could be for good. And to use it in a way that it could be done for good. In fact, I also felt Hashem speaking to me a couple of years ago to make a Jewish version of Where's Waldo. I was thinking as an OT, you know, one of the tasks I like to do besides working on cutting and writing skills and as an occupational therapist for pediatrics for kids in grades K to 5, we do that a lot besides for coloring and writing and using fine motor with the fingers and hands. A lot of times I like to do a visual activity. Well, they look for a picture, they look for an item, they look for a person in the story, and of course a great one is Where's Waldo? You have to find the five characters of Waldo, Wenda, Wolf, his dog, the wizard, and Adla, the bad guy, five people, and then you have to find five items like a scroll and a camera and a key and a binoculars and I don't know, one other thing, but I'm like, there's no Jewish version, so I thought of an idea, wanted to call it Find Fivel, but I quickly ran out of funding. It was a lot of money to hire an illustrator, someone we found through a friend of a friend. We did publish a rough draft of the characters. I have a couple of characters and a goldfish, and I have a couple of items to find in the picture, and I want it to be Jewish-themed pictures, so in Hanukkah, you have to find the items, and in Pesach, you have to find the items, so I have an idea for a whole series, but I can't have it take off because the funding is not there. An illustrator is very expensive. But Hashem spoke to me to do that. Hashem spoke to me to do the podcast. Hashem spoke to me to do the radio. Hashem spoke to me to find Jewish novels to read instead of regular novels. And to listen to Jewish music instead of regular novels. To find good shows. And you can use Yidflix if you have that need to watch it. And you can be involved in JewishPodcast.fm and Yidpod. When Hashem speaks to us, how do we respond? And how do we take it to our life? If you have an idea, go for it. Go with it and do something with it. Hashem spoke to me to give to others through the book lending idea, but only Jewish novels, only Jewish books, only Jewish kid books, because we want to take an idea of Hashem speaking to us and using it in a Torah way, in a mitzvah way, in a chesed way. Yeah, I have all this clothing to give away, but I want to give it really to Jewish people, to Jewish people in need. So when Yad Leah comes once a year, we gave away three bags, and it was really a wonderful feeling. And we have this guy parked in the Chinese store in the neighborhood. Hopefully it's usually emptied. I actually saw that it was much less full than usual, so I think they empty it. But we want to give. Hashem speaks to us to give. So make sure you give in a Torah way. Make sure you give in a chesed way, in a mitzvah way. Giving to others that can use it. Giving to others that need it in a way. It's great to give to others, and you can give to anyone. But really, maybe you should give to the Jewish people who could really use. You know, the Talmud tells us first you're supposed to help your town, then your county, and then your state, and then you go farther and farther, and then the whole world. But really, you have to help people in need. So if you have a lot of extra food, you have a lot of extra pantry items, lo and behold, you might have a food bank in your town. We actually have a food bank in our town, and over the years we've donated money to it, Baruch Hashem, and even items we've donated to it as well. You have the extra stuff, give it to people. Give it to the Jewish people in your town who need it, the Orthodox people, the religious people who could use it. Are you part of a cooking group? I'm part of a cooking group as well. They call on me sometimes to cook. I'm the cook and the baker and the family, along with doing the house stuff. We do a little role reversal to shake things up a little bit, but I like to do the house stuff and help out. So if I'm cooking, oftentimes I'll cook for others around me because Hashem speaks to me and my wife to help out those around us. When we think about the Parsha of Emor, we think about Hashem speaking to the Kohanim, to Moshe, talking about these different topics. Think about how Hashem speaks to you. What does Hashem tell you? Besides for talking in conversation with Him, which we could easily do, what do you do in your life to do it in a Torah way, a Chesed way, a Mitzvah way? How does Hashem speak to you? And how is it done in actuality and practicality? If you want to cook, cook for others. Be part of that cooking team. There's someone who needs meals. My wife arranged it that they drop off by us, and then either we bring it over to them or they come to pick it up. And that's done in a quiet manner, an anonymous manner. Nobody knows how to do it. But if I like to cook, I don't like to clean, but if I like to cook, I could cook for others. Hashem speaks to me in many ways, with the novels, with the music, with the podcast, with the WhatsApp groups, with emails, and with being involved in many different ventures. Think about how Hashem speaks to you. Think about Hashem speaking to us. Think about how we relate to the life around us, to the people around us, being involved in helping those around us, using Hashem speaking to us with Emor, thinking about Parshas Emor, how He speaks to us, what we could get accomplished in this world, but doing it in a Torah way, in a Mitzvah way, in a Chesed way. And it's so easy nowadays to be involved in wonderful ventures in a Torah way. Just think about what you want to get accomplished in this world, what you can do in this world, make a difference in this world using your talents, your abilities and capabilities. Make sure when Hashem speaks to you, you implement it in a wonderful Torah way in order to change the days of those around you in so many ways, in terrific manners of those in your life. And hopefully by doing so, if we could all use how Hashem speaks to us to make the world a better place, then we could finally be zoche for Mashiach to come, and the third base of Mikdash to be coming spiegel in our days, and may that day finally actually be today. This has been the TTP Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep, and I'm your host, Tani.